This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Even in Florida, the President of the United States is thinking of you. That is, if you're a farmer, if you're impacted by the trade deals. He was down in Florida last night for a rally and talked about the trade deal and what's happening, which I thought was interesting. And he didn't even mention that soybean prices are up. He did mention kind of the history of where they've been, so kind of interesting there. We'll play you the audio, and you can hear it for yourself today on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. And we welcome your calls, questions, comments on any and everything. The show is called What's On Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Already getting your text questions. Welcome more of those if you'd like. You call us at 258-0550 from any 701 phone. 258-0550. That's a 701 number. Dial us up. 258-0550. You can text us. In fact, somebody, Todd, earlier today, texted me and said, what's Todd's text number? I think they like you more than they like me. Like, you know, I'm dumping you. I'm going to text Todd now. But actually, we both get each. So you can send them either way. 367-2054 for me to text those questions in. 367-2054. Or for Todd, if you like him better, like everybody else. 226-8503. That's 226-8503 on What's On Your Mind today. Okay? And a lot of ground to cover. A lot going on. I have a press release here for an event that's taking place at the Heritage Center on Monday. Matt Schlapp, you know who he is? Matt Schlapp is the head of the American Conservative Union. And you see him on Fox News Channel as a contributor fairly regularly, and certainly among conservatives, a very important voice in political circles. He is going to be at the Heritage Center in Bismarck. There's an event planned from 10 to 3. They've got a lot of people coming. Elaine Chao, the Secretary of Transportation, will be here. Governor Burgum is here. I know I'm forgetting people. Congressman Cramer, who I understand is, I don't think this is a secret. I don't know. I think this is out. But he has been endorsed by the American Conservative Union. So that's the top grassroots conservative organization that he's getting the thumbs up from. So interesting news there. And that's happening on Monday. So just want to let you know about that. There is another special guest coming. There will actually be a lot of special guests between now and November. Trust me on this one thing, folks. But Congressman Cramer is going to tell us about one that will be coming up soon, another Bismarck event with a top shelf guest. So look forward to that today on the program, too. Okay? So all you do is call us at 258-0550, email us 800-228-0550. I have the president from last night, and his shout-out for farmers, and shout-out to anybody impacted by trade from the Florida rally, which I thought was kind of neat. He's down in Florida. You think maybe he's going to do Florida-centric topics, but no, he did, remembered folks. So that's good news. Let's go to Arena and Clay on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Clay. How are you?
Good, good. I'd like to talk about the Morton County office and FSA. They've been having a lot of troubles, the farmers. And we sent a letter to Heidi Heitkamp's office and Congressman Cramer's office about it. And Heidi Heitkamp looked into it, and she called in the Fargo office, and she talked to Ryan Limbaugh. And Limbaugh told her that there was no problems with FSA, and she kind of just dropped it at that. And Then Congressman Kramer looked into it, and he found problems, and he looked into it, and he looked into it some more. And then he had a meeting with the farmers and FSA and the bankers. And at that meeting, they definitely know there's a lot of problems in FSA. Then Congressman Kramer's got my vote, and Brad Dickinson from FSA office, he's a snake in the grass. He's the one that's running FSA right now. And I don't know. There's more to say, but that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Well, Clay, what did the meeting resolve?
Yeah.
I don't believe we talked to Congressman Kramer in any detail after the meeting. We did before on what the plan was for it, because it started with calls to this program. That was, you know, our interest was piqued because our listeners were, you know, being affected by this, and we were just curious how it was going. Then the meeting, I think, was a good idea with the bankers and farmers and others to try to get some answers. Is someone concerned? How did you leave the meeting?
Well, they found out that definitely was problems in FSA. It was good. And we wouldn't have had that meeting if it wouldn't have been for Daryl Lee from Farm Bureau and Congressman Kramer. They both helped us a lot. But it was a good meeting. But Brad Dickinson and Ryan Limbaum, as far as I'm concerned, they lied up there most of the time. And about everything. They act like there's no problems, and they know there's problems. If somebody should get fired, it shouldn't be just one person. It should be a bunch of them that's in trouble.
Yeah,
they're covering up for each other.
One thing I want to mention here for people that have not followed this closely, my understanding is the problem is in the Morton County office, and it happens to be with a particular individual that treats farmers very poorly, and makes arbitrary decisions that don't follow the standard protocol, and this has been going on for a long time. This Brad Dickinson fellow you're mentioning is the boss. He's got his head in the sand, being a total bureaucrat, hiding from this, not dealing with it, and been putting it off. The meeting happens to say, "See, here's the problem. Now let's fix it." So now the question will be, what will be done with it? When it's a personnel issue, it's not easy. I get that, but I think there's no more excuses left on whether or not there's a problem. You know,
correct. Right.
Yeah. Did you recognize that from him in the meeting?
Clay, oh yes, everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
Everybody recognized. There was a lot of people at the meeting. There would have been a lot more, but they're afraid to go to that meeting.
No, I'm saying, yeah. Did you get a sense that this head of the FSA actually recognized there was a problem that maybe he hadn't before? Did you see a new tone from him, is what I'm getting at?
Not really. He knew there was a problem all the time. He's had so many phone calls. See, he lies about it and says he don't ever hear nothing about it. He's not telling the truth. He's covering up for him. He knows there's a problem.
Well, and by the way, I think you raise a good point that, that's how you deal with a problem. And in this case, you tried Senator Heitkamp. You didn't get any relief. You tried Congressman Kramer. All of a sudden, there's meetings. I think that's important. I also think this, beyond just this situation at FSA in Morton County, if you in any area are being mistreated by, you know, a taxpayer-funded entity, don't just take it. Don't just say, do what Clay did. Just say, I'm getting to the bottom of this. I'm not stopping until what's right is right and what's wrong has been exposed. And that's where, you know, the talk radio town hall will do next hour with Congressman Kramer, and he does every single week for an hour. I don't want to boast about the influence of this program, so I'll let you decide. But I'll just tell you that Congressman Kevin Kramer, right now in the political position he is of having a significant bit of momentum and lead over a six-year incumbent senator who is, has a lot more money than he does in the coffers, is, in my mind, meaning he's very accessible. And one of the ways he's accessible and heard and answered questions is right here. So, you know, and from my standpoint, I'm not doing it to help Kevin Kramer. I'm doing it to help you. Exactly what Clay has done. We're doing it to give you access. You're the taxpayers. These people work for you. So, you know, that's what we're here for. That's the community service that the FCC gives us a license to do. And, every one of these elected leaders ought to be out of it. They ought to be saying, can I get on? Can I get on? Can I get on? Because I want to talk to my, constituents. I want to do this. In her case, she hadn't been on for 2 years.
We've been having trouble with her for over 3 years with her. With Melody Heath, but you're talking about Heidi Heitkamp, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Clay, yeah. You keep at the battle, and it looks like you're close to the finish line, so that's good to hear.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your office doing what they're doing for us, too.
All right. Take care, Clay. Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Let's go to some text. An illegal immigrant comment for Kevin Cramer. Okay, I'll save that one for Kevin Cramer then, since it's for him. Soybeans have gone up 60 cents in the last month. Don't hear about that much. Soybeans have gone up 60 cents in the last month. Don't hear about that much. All right, folks, what do you say about that? Where's my soybean growers? In fact, I would love to hear from some soybean growers today, just kind of where you're at. When I come back, I don't have time before the break here, but I'll play this clip of President Trump, who specifically is mentioning soybeans and the larger trade issues and what he's trying to accomplish in a Florida rally, which I thought was no small deal. So, yeah. Most of these questions so far for Kevin. So any other topics, bring it on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Let me tell you about the North Dakota Safety Council. They're working hard every day to keep you safe, to keep you alive. This is life or death. When I talk about the North Dakota Safety Council, I'm talking about life or death. We have a new driver in our family, and I'm getting her signed up right now for the North Dakota Safety Council's driver safety training. North Dakota Safety Council is a private nonprofit, workforce safety and insurance. They team up to help us do a safety training spotlight here on the program. And parents, get this, half of all teens will be involved in a car crash before graduating from high school. So there's the Alive at 25 course. They need this before school. It'll teach your teen how to make safe, respectful, and legal driving decisions. It complements driver education, so don't think, oh, they had that, so they don't need this, because that focuses on laws and vehicle handling. Alive at 25 focuses on behavior, judgment, gives them tools for making positive choices. Plus, it qualifies for insurance discounts and point reductions in North Dakota. So if you want to get your teen in the course before school, now is the perfect time. By the way, save up to $45 off the $55 registration fee, and you qualify for a vehicle insurance discount. Minot, August 5th. There are spots available right now. Minot, August 5th. Go to ndsc.org right now. Click on the training icon. Moms, dads in Minot. August 5th. Get your kids in the Alive at 25 course. Fargo, August 12th. And two courses in Grand Forks. If you're in high school, you get a discount August 9th, August 16th. You can register online for any of these at ndsc.org. Click the training icon. What's on your mind? Craig and Minot, let's get to you. You're next on the program. What's on your mind?
Who is it?
Craig. Is that your name, Craig?
Yeah, this is Craig.
Yeah, hi, Craig.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Hey, we're all watching this Mueller investigation and, you know, how it's taking its course over what the last year and a half or longer that we know about. But I've asked of our congressman, what's going to happen with the information that they found out about the Clintons? You know, and I know this goes back to all the, you know, we all kind of see or heard what might have happened there, but if they investigated that group of people like they're investigating this, I think the American people would be amazed at what they dig up. And I just hope that doesn't die. I hope that, and not, you know, because obviously you got to go where the information takes you, but it was taking them down a pretty deep path with those people. And I hope they don't just let that die. So next time,
the only reason there's a special investigation, special counsel on Donald Trump is because Democrats funded a dossier that was bogus, okay? And the bogus dossier was used in the FISA court to say we need a warrant, we need to do this. I mean, you can't make this up. It's like the Banana Republic, you know?
Exactly, and I just hope it goes, you know, I hope it goes where the information was taking them on the other side also.
Yeah, no, I think that's, at a minimum, this is another reason why we need to hold the House of Representatives. I mean, look, if you're a Donald Trump fan, if you're a fan of what Donald Trump was elected promising he would deliver, okay, and you hope to have some semblance of getting to the bottom of this corrupt deep state, and, you know, again, it's not all of law enforcement. It's a very small percentage of leadership that was corrupt. We saw in those texts. We saw it in all the documentation we've gotten. The only way they're held accountable is if Republicans have the investigative power of the House of Representatives. So,
I agree with that.
I mean, it's so dang important you can't even believe it. You know?
Yeah. Well, and I get that, and I hope and obviously, I think there's a lot of people out there that maybe don't like the demeanor that President Trump takes and all his verbiage and stuff. But you know what? The guy's an alley fighter, and give me an alley fighter, a back alley fighter, to win these things that are going on around the world and in our corrupt, you know. And you're right, it's a small percentage, but if we don't clean up those small percentages, it's gonna keep going.
And an alley fighter is a great description of the president. I think that the more people need to, you know, again, as you say, yeah, he's going to go there and he's going to throw punches because the guy was in New York real estate. So that's his MO. That's what he does. And everybody will tell you he is, you know, he's vastly different in private than he is in public. In public, he's on a stage and it's the art of the deal. He is, you know, going after his mission. But I'm telling you, judge him on the outcomes. Judge him on what ultimately is done, not on the process, not on how he gets there. Because this is a mess. We have a mess in this country. It is an absolute mess. And that's why the guy won. And, you know, to worry about small ball and around the edges of I wish he would be nicer in his tweets. I mean, you know, it's just America. This is like, you know, fiddling while Rome burns. You know what I mean? You can't. You got to stay focused on what's most important. I couldn't
Absolutely.
Agree with you anymore.
And I hope he keeps tweeting and because that's his only defense against, you know, what's been termed the fake news, you know, and that. So I you know, and you hit the nail on the head also that just look at the results. So what, over 4.1 GDP? I mean, that was unheard of. They were saying we couldn't get three. Well, yeah, maybe a spike, but, you know, the black unemployment, the Latino unemployment, there's the unemployment in general. Yeah, well, there's spots in the economy that are bad. You know, we got issues in North Dakota with our budget. We see it all the time. But, you know, and it's stated every time these type of things that are going on happen, they work.
Interesting point, Craig. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Speaking of the Mueller investigation and Donald Trump's tweets, he has tweeted about this today, if you haven't heard. I'll just read you what he said about an hour ago. FBI agent Peter Strzok on the Mueller team should have recused himself on day one. He was out to stop the election of Donald Trump. He needed an insurance policy. Those are illegal, improper goals trying to influence the election. He should never, ever been allowed to remain in the FBI while he himself was being investigated. This is a real issue. It won't go into a Mueller report because Mueller is going to protect these guys. Mueller has an interest in creating the illusion of objectivity around the investigation. Alan Dershowitz said, this is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should begin this rigged witch hunt right now. Should what? Should stop. I'm sorry, this rigged witch hunt right now, before it continues to stain our country any further. Bob Mueller is totally conflicted, and his 17 angry Democrats that are going to do his dirty work are a disgrace to the USA. So did Alan Dershowitz say that? Well, I think Alan Dershowitz said the stuff about Mueller being objective. Trump is saying the attorney general should stop, and that's making big news today. He also goes on to say Paul Manafort worked for Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, many other highly prominent and respected political leaders who worked for me for a very short time. Why didn't government tell me that he was under investigation? These old charges have nothing to do with collusion, a hoax. It's true they don't, folks. They don't. They do not. Mary in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Hi. On Sunday, I read an article in the Bismarck Tribune that I had never ever heard anything about, and I thought it might be an interesting topic for you to do for your call show. It was little-known law allows nursing homes to sue adult children for unpaid bills, and it's called the FLIAL, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, F-I-L-I-A-L support law.
Hang on one sec, Mary. We'll talk more about this in a moment on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book, the book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousand Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thousand's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorlson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorlson Story. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of over 50 Americans who were killed in the Korean War finally returning home after North Korean officials hand those remains over to U.S. officials last week.
Recent cooperation with North Korea enabled the transfer of 55 sets of remains on the 27th of July.
U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks at ceremonies at a South Korean air base just before those remains started heading for Hawaii, their next stop, where they'll undergo DNA laboratory testing. They'll be met by Vice President Mike Pence when they arrive. Private payroll firm ADP says the economy added 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, more than 20% above analysts' predictions. The government's jobs report for last month is out on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Good day to talk to you today on What's on Your Mind about the hot deals at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I just like saying that, actually. I like saying that a lot. So listen to this deal. They always have great deals. And I know this will surprise you, but this one is another one-owner local trade that they're famous for at Pucklich. That's right. It's a 2014 Chevy Silverado double cab LTZ package. 36,000 miles is all in this. That's like new. White color, chrome trip, four-wheel drive with extended box, heated leather seats, extra toolbox to boot. This is a one-owner local trade. They're famous for these at Pucklich. And it's on the lot right now at $39.95. But today, if you tell them, hey, Scott sent me, you're going to get that for $29,678. 2014, like new. For $29,678. Check it out online. PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom. See it for yourself. Big selection of these kind of vehicles. Mint condition, one-owner vehicles. You save a ton. Most of the time, they know who owned it. They know the history. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say, you drive. We'll ride with you. 721 West Main and Valley City or online at Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, Mary has done us a nice service here by finding an article that she found of interest and saying, I'd like to have some more on that. And Mary, the reason I wanted you to wait around is because I wanted to thank you, number one, for pointing this out. I did see the story, but we see a lot of stories, and if they're of interest to you, they're of interest to us. So I love it when people call and say, I want to know more about this. Can you dig into this, whatever. So thank you, first of all, for calling. And anything else you want to tell us about that story?
No, the fact that it caught me totally by surprise that this could happen. This family, a family of three adult children, were being sued by the nursing home to pay for their, I believe it was their father's nursing home bills. The mother was still surviving, but they were going after the children to take care of the bills. And like I said, I'd never heard of this before. My parents are both gone, so it's obviously not something I'm going to be worried about, but lots of other people could get caught off guard by that. And, you know, I have a real problem. I'm trying to figure out which way I come down in support of this thing, because number one, your parents took care of you when you were growing up. So when they're in their older ages, to me, you take care of them. But yet on the other hand, I'm not so sure about, okay, they went into the nursing home, they were financially responsible, you may or may not have had anything to do with them going into the nursing home. So it all becomes kind of a sticky wicket, and And then out of the woodworks comes this bill that, or this law that allows for them to turn around and sue the children.
Yeah, it is. It is a sticky wicket. I think you use that word, and I would agree with you. I mean, just the whole idea of spending down the assets to be able to go in and then be able to access the funds, and you know, just all the different things that have to be done. On the other hand, I mean, boy oh boy, are we blessed to have the nursing home care we do to care for our loved ones. I've seen that for myself firsthand as well. So it's expensive, but it's worth it. But I think it's a topic that's certainly worthy of additional discussion for sure on this business of being able to sue. So we'll dig into that, Mary, and I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. 800-228-0550. So many calls, no time for texts, but I'll get to you. But callers come first, as we always say. So pick up the phone, 258-0550. Tim Bismarck, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Sure. Yep. Jim, okay. It's Tim on my screen, but you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I want to talk about that pit bull attack that happened in Mandan here this past week. I think that they need to follow the lead of Minot and outlaw those dogs in Bismarck, Mandan. You know, a lot of people say that these dogs, it all depends on how they're raised and things like that. Well, I disagree with that. 90% of the time when you look on the internet or you hear about these dog attacks, it's always pit bulls. Like most of the time there'll be maybe a shepherd or two, you know, thrown in the mix, but most of the time it's pit bulls. And these two pit bulls get loose. They rip the 7-year-old girl apart, hundreds of stitches, broke her leg. She's probably traumatized for life in a wheelchair. She's disfigured. And the city officials in Mandan now are hee-hawing around about not wanting to outlaw pit bulls in the city limits. And they're saying, well, you know, we'll have a, you know, dog restraint law is what they're talking about doing. Well, that's a reactive type law. You know, we already have a leash law. They already have a vicious dog law. And the only time that you can prosecute those types of crimes is when something bad happens. So the only proactive law we can do is outlaw those dogs. And you know, you walk down by the river, you're seeing more and more of these things. And I have my kids with me, my daughter, my little boy, and my female Chesapeake Bay Retriever. Every time I go by these dogs in the bike path, they're pulling, trying to get to us because they're vicious. You know, they're bred that way. My dog, you know, is bred for hunting. And even if I never threw a tennis ball to that dog and tried to train it for that, it has that chase instinct because it's bred into the genetics, right? Throw a ball, it chases it, you know, and you got to train it to bring it back, but it wants to chase. That's how they've been bred. And pit bulls are bred to attack. You know, that's what they're made for. That's in their genetics. So I don't know. I just think they need to get rid of these things from within the city limits. They're infesting the town. We're going to see more and more of these attacks.
Did you say Minot has a law that they're banned from city limits?
Yes. Why not ban pit bulls from within their city limits? And there's a lot of cities around the country that did that.
Well, I guess in this case, the incident you're talking about, the pit bulls were in a yard and were evidently, you know, I don't know, fence or whatever, but were somehow confined to a yard, but got loose. So
yeah, they got loose.
Yeah,
and that's my point. You know, these restraint laws don't do anything because the only time you can do anything is when they get loose. And then you look at the people that have these pit bulls. Tattooed up like criminals have them. So, I mean, the people that like them, they like those macho-looking dogs. Well, then we have these attacks. And if you Google the lady who owns these pit bulls, she's got a rap sheet, huge DUIs, assaults, all these types of things. So that family's not going to get any money out of her. They're going to be stuck paying the bill for this little girl who actually those dogs snapped the bones in her legs with their, you know, their teeth.
They wanted to
kill her.
So sad. I appreciate you calling.
We'll
ask others if they agree with you. The pit bulls ought to be.
Like I said, it's all in their genetics. They're bred that way.
Appreciate your call. Well, I will tell you this. You're exactly right about just, you just don't hear about this with other breeds. You know, it happens, but not near to the degree that it does with pit bulls. And I know there's pit bulls that are, you know, that also, you know, owners don't have a problem with. Whenever we bring this up, pit bull owners get very sensitive to the whole thing. You tell us what you want. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Brenda in Bismarck. Hi, Brenda. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Great to be on your show. Thank you. I listen to your program every day, and I'm on the road a lot. And then when you have a commercial, I switch over to High Cap, what's his name? I don't know what his name is, but Heidi's brother.
The official radio show of the High Cap for Senate campaign. Yeah, I know what you're
okay.
talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, Heidi doesn't come on yours, but she's on his program quite a bit. And it's just kind of interesting. But anyway, what else I called for is the fires in California. You know, lots of people have lost their homes and are homeless now. And I'm curious to know what California is going to do with that because they want to bring all the illegal immigrants in to house them. What are they going to do with their own people now that are going to be in trouble? And I understand there's going to be government money going over there. Just pray to God that that money goes to the ones who've lost their homes in the fires. And that's all I have to say, and I'll hang up and listen to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Appreciate your call. And you are right that Senator Heitkamp, ironically, is doing something that she was very critical of Rick Berg for doing, and that is avoiding talk shows. She criticized Rick Berg because he wouldn't come on shows. And Rick... I haven't asked him, I guess, but my understanding is, you know, his opinion was, you know, if I go on with a family member of, you know, Senator Heitkamp, I'm not exactly going to get a fair shake. Now she ignores us, most importantly, you, us being us the hosts and also you, the voters, and goes to a relative. I can't even believe that it's, you know, up and up. I really can't. And then, you know. He's obviously writing letters to the editor and taking on opponents and doing all kinds of things that while being paid by a media company. It's very bizarre. It is very bizarre. Speaking of Senator Heitkamp, there's a press release out today that she has, put out, regarding the mayor of Devil's Lake. This says, what is it? Devil's Lake mayor praises Heidi Heitkamp's work for rural communities. That's out there. This is kind of a pattern. They tried this in Williston, and then the mayor there said, I didn't say I endorsed her, so it kind of didn't work out. They did it in Grand Forks. You had Mark Brown up there, Mike Brown, rather, the mayor of Grand Forks, read a statement that obviously was not written by him from a computer screen. It looked like a POWMIA with his support. So now we have Dick Johnson, who is the mayor of Devil's Lake. Good guy, by the way. He is saying that Senator Heitkamp was a strong advocate for the airport and included a bipartisan provision in the water infrastructure bill to strengthen flood protection in the community. You know, no mayor is going to say a bad thing about a member of the congressional delegation. They're going to say good things and want to praise them. It's really not very newsworthy, but it's sort of an odd strategy on the part of Senator Heitkamp. Just, you know, I don't know. I just remember you know, mayors being used. It seems a little desperate, especially when they're doing things they weren't supposed to do, like with the mayor in Williston and, you know, writing the thing for the mayor in Grand Forks. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe this is about trying to convince folks she's actually been around for the last 5 years because she has been, you know, sort of in the witness protection program. Where you really haven't seen her, and then now campaign time. That's no, we're everywhere. So maybe that's the idea. I don't know. I just don't see this as a big. In other words, do you look to your mayor to decide who to vote for? Does anybody look to their mayor to say, "Yep, that's who I'm going to vote for"? I wouldn't think so. Jim in Fargo, get you in here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I called Senator Heitkamp's office, urging her to support Brett Kavanaugh. At the same time, I said, seeing as how you're such a conservative, and I said, Heidi, I want to know if Heidi, if she is unfortunately reelected, will she support Chuck Schumer as the Democratic Majority Leader, or will she be true to her roots and say that what she's saying?
What'd you get for an answer?
Well, the senator will be in touch with you.
Yeah, okay. Well, let us know when she gets back to you, because that's the question, honestly, of the election.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in a sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers performance system. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers performance system.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Harry Albert Thompson mean anything to you? That's the namesake of H. A. Thompson and Sons. Isn't that something? Yeah. And of course, that name has been synonymous with great service in the North Dakota in providing high quality plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, mechanical contractor services for over 100 years across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana now. Go to hatandsons.com, find out more. Click on the commercial link and find out how you can save money on the bottom line. If you own, operate a business, manage a business, and you're just struggling to bring that bottom line down, do what hundreds and hundreds of buildings have done throughout the Northern Plains. hatandsons.com or call 223-3393. What did I say I would do that I haven't done so far, Todd? Do you recall? I think I said something fairly early in the hour that I was going to do, and I haven't done it yet. I remember Donald Trump talking about farmers, talking about trade. I apologize. I just haven't had a chance to get to it, so let's get that in here.
Is there any kind of way you or anybody else has out?
That's a call that came in for Congressman Cramer, and we're going to get to that for Congressman Cramer, but here.
And I want to thank our farmers. Our farmers are true patriots. Because China and others have targeted China. Had others, remember this, have targeted our farmers. Not good. Not nice. And you know what our farmers are saying? It's okay. We can take it. These are incredible people. We can take it. You know why? They target our farmers because they know it's one of our great strengths. It's us. It's not me. It's us all together. They know it's one of our great strengths. We want every farm state. You got to see that middle of that map. It wasn't even the middle. It was about everything but a little corners of each side. But you have to see that is all red. Republican red. Beautiful Republican red. And remember this. Remember this. Farms have been on a decline. I mean, it's been for 15 years. I've only been here for, you know, it's pretty soon going to be close to 2 years. But if you look at soybeans, big crop, if you go back to Election Day and then move back 5 years, so 5 years before Election Day, soybeans dropped 50% in price. I wasn't even here. So now we're going to open up markets. We're going to do it the way it should be. And all of this stuff, you're going to make it back, and it's going to be made back faster than anybody would know. But we haven't been treated right. We're going to make it back nice and quickly. Nice and quickly. Now, after years of rebuilding foreign countries, it's time to finally rebuild our country. Right?
Donald Trump last night, about an hour-long rally in Tampa, Florida, and a shout-out to American Farmer. Isn't that nice? Thought you'd like that. Okay, a couple of texts I want to get in here now. I have to reply to the guy who wants pit bulls banned. I was mauled by a black lab when I was two. I've been attacked by more ankle biters than pits. I have had two pit bulls, and I trust them with babies more than even a cat. It's how they're raised, not the breed. Pit bull is an emotional buzzword used by the media, and that's why pits get a bad rap. Well, I would still say if you're, you know, the two individuals that are in the hospital because of this pit bull attack in Mandan, you're going to say, well, your pit bull might be fine, but hers isn't, and look what it did to you know, my child. So I think that's an argument for what Minot's doing. Another, my daughter has two pit bulls and two little girls, 5 and 1. They're the nicest dogs you've ever been around. It's how they're raised. All right? I won't even bother saying what I think should happen to those dogs, says another listener, because I don't think you'd read it anyway. I'd like to ask the congressman. I'll save that for him. I disagree. My son had a pit bull, and it was such a gentle dog. It's all in the upbringing. I'm sensing a pattern here from the texters. Todd, you picking up on the pattern? Kind of,
oh, yeah. I threw it on my Facebook as that was going on, and I knew I'd get a response out of a neighbor of mine has a few, and his are lovely. And he makes a good point that my dogs aren't even scared of his dogs. So, nope. And yeah, I mean, there are other breeds, Rottweilers. There are some. I mean, you can't pin it all on the breed.
There you go. That's what that's what they're saying here. Another listener has sent us a link to the Washington Examiner. The three least popular Democratic senators are all on the ballot this November and are, in fact, well, this one says McCaskill-Heitkamp Manchin. I saw another one that said, I forget his name, Heller, in Nevada, then Heitkamp, and I thought McCaskill was third. But anyway, also largest net approval drop in the second quarter was Heitkamp, dropped 8 points. Tester in Montana dropped 9. So Heidi's on both of those lists. Let's see here. Heidi H. is in big trouble via newest morning consult poll. conducted 330,000 registered voters. And I think that's the one that we've seen as well. So appreciate that. Thanks for the info. There's another one for Congressman Kramer from a Vietnam vet. Gosh, we're going to have a lot of with him today. We'll get to it. Scott, President Trump is one of the first presidents I can remember that's doing what he said he was going to do. And he is getting things done for the whole of the country, not just for the mouse, for the big mouse with deep pockets. Isn't that something? Yeah. I love when pub pigs are cornered. Their only defense is to attack the Clintons. Apparently you guys don't realize Bill and Hillary are no longer in office. Well, I know, but there's some legal issues that are still outstanding. So it's a little bit about that. John Hoeven is meeting with Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. That news just came out today. That'll happen at 1:30 our time this afternoon in D.C. Wanted you to know. More coming up. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Quong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Quong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Quong today and ask for the report. Collins & Quong, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Quong is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.